재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we talk about calendars. Wondering if our listeners, if our genies have bought a calendar for next year. 우리 지니님들은 내년 달력 사셨나요? 아니면 they're probably given to you as gifts from every supermarket, every car shop. You've probably got so many different types of calendars. But if you have your own daily planners, send us a message #1013 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘의 기사 제목이 이런데요. 왜 인력이 인기일까? 요즘 대세는 하루하루 찍기. Why are daily pad calendars so popular? Tearing pages every day is the trend these days. All right, so let's break down this article bit by bit. Where we talk about why 인력 is the daily pad calendar. 인기가 많다고 하는데요. It has a lot of popularity. 인기가 많다. It is popular. 요즘 시대, nowadays or these days, they call it the 대세. It's the trend. So 하루하루 is every day or day after day. 찢기 is to tear. 그렇게 인력을 찢는데요. Young people nowadays, I think, they use 찢었다 or 찢다 as a slang to say something is cool. 그쵸? 약간 멋있다 or 뭐 약간 cool, 뭐, you know, 그렇게 말하고 싶으면 찢었다라고도 쓰이게 하는 것 같은데요. This is really interesting because we have so many different phrases and slang that is so far from the literal translation. In English as well, if we think something is really cool, we would say, oh, that's sick. oh, 아프다 라고 할 수도 있는데요. That is a literal translation. But in this way as well, to tear, 찢었다 is to say something is cool. 또 비슷하게도 we say tear something up. So to tear it up is to kind of talk about a performance or a competition. Somebody is tearing up the dance floor. They're doing something very well. So these days, calendars with large dates are really popular. 인기가 많다고 합니다. It's a calendar that looks like the ones that you would hang on the wall of your grandmother's house. It's humongous. The younger generation who are more familiar with smartphones are actually loving this daily pad calendars. And it's largely due to this neutro trend that enjoys the new retro culture. So different brands introduced, you know, a variety of products ranging from simple designs to the ones where you can have stickers, mini calendars, all these different retro designs and styles. So according to an online shopping mall, the sales growth rate of these daily pad calendars increased 44% in November and then 65% in December compared to the previous years. So many people were wanting this calendar that it actually sold out early this month. 매진됐대요. An employee from the company said that the popularity of these daily pad calendars are high among people in their 20s. 특히 20대에서는 굉장히 인기가 많은데요. 왜냐면 it has simple but unique qualities because it's different from normal calendars. Nowadays they have these 약간 wisdom, word of wisdom, 그런 뭐 한 줄의 지혜로 써 있는 그런 달력도 굉장히 인기가 많은데요. We're getting in some messages. Jen says, Oh, we haven't bought any calendars for next year, but we do have a planner. 그렇죠? 이게 달력보다는 인력을 더 선호하는 분들도 굉장히 많은 것 같아요. 6090님께서는 정답은 답답하다 아닌가요? 저 한국인인데 문제가 어렵게 느껴지네요. 저는 지금 한국어 천재를 들으면서 즐겁게 퇴근하고 있습니다. 한국어 천재 화이팅이라고 보내주셨습니다. Reviewing back to our question of what is, what doesn't mean 서운하다와 다른 의미인데요. We're getting in another message from Unli says, this year it's hard to get calendars. That's right. I guess I think many people aren't getting as many calendars as before, but planners are definitely getting more popular as well. 2번 답답하다가 우리의 our quiz question의 정답인데요. 오늘의 퀴즈 정답은 2번이었습니다. Was 답답하다. Too good to waste. 1번 아깝다. 라고 문자 보내주셨는데요. Or the answer could be, excuse me, let me read this all over again. Please say that after review by our team, the answer could be 아깝다. Too good to waste. 답답하다. 2번. I'm not sure if I'm getting this right. Let's just take a song break and then we'll be back. Here is Big Bang 하루하루.
Yeah, finally I realize that I'm nothing without.